You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government's policy on climate is under the spotlight after 70 world leaders convened as part of a United Nations Climate Ambition Summit. The 2015 Paris Climate Agreement stipulates that countries must submit new plans to cut emissions every 5 years. Experts say current commitments are insufficient to achieve the Accord's primary goal of limiting global warming below 2 degrees. Missing from the group of speakers was Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Australia, alongside a number of big carbon emitters, were not invited to attend the summit because their climate targets were not considered ambitious enough. Leader of the Greens, Adam Bandt, says Mr. Morrison needs to take climate change seriously.
The message coming out of this summit is crystal clear. To have any chance of stopping dangerous climate change becoming an unstoppable chain reaction, the world needs to effectively cut its pollution in half over the next decade. And all that Scott Morrison could do was promise not to cheat. And while the rest of the world is taking more action, Scott Morrison is still demanding a pat on the back for promising not to cheat.
The cheating reference concerns carryover credits, where nations count historical emissions reductions that exceeded previous international goals towards their current targets. Speaking at the Pacific Islands Forum, Scott Morrison has suggested Australia would not need to rely on them to meet its targets.
Today I can announce that Australia is very confident that we will now achieve our 2030 target without the need to draw on our carryover credits that Australians earned from overachieving on our Kyoto-era commitments.
Australia's emissions are now projected to be 29% below 2005 levels by 2030, compared with its Paris Accord target of 26% to 28%. Labor's climate change and energy spokesman Mark Butler has accused the government of misrepresenting the data. He says Australia is only on track for a 22% reduction by 2030.
Scott Morrison's own official data that were released this week show that we're not on track to meet our inadequate 2030 emissions reduction targets. And indeed, those data show that on Scott Morrison's policy trajectory, it will take 146 years to meet net zero emissions. This is a commitment he must make. His pig-headed refusal not to commit to net zero emissions by 2050 will continue to see Australia isolated globally and will come at a huge cost in jobs and investment opportunities being lost.
The shift in Australia's climate policy was announced at a Pacific Islands forum where leaders met to discuss the region's progress on climate change. Pacific Island nations have long called for Australia and New Zealand as regional leaders to do more on climate. Fijian Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama says more must be done.
I refuse to let Fijians and our Pacific Island sisters and brothers be some sacrificial canary for coal-burning countries and high-emitting companies.
Meanwhile, in his address to the Climate Ambition Summit, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres criticised G20 countries, including Australia, for using their pandemic rescue packages to allocate what he said was up to 50% more towards fossil fuel production and consumption than low-carbon energy. The Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Mottley, says there must be greater action to reduce carbon pollution. The leader of the small Caribbean island says the level of climate action by the world's major emitters in the coming years would determine the fate of low-lying countries like hers.
For unless the climate crisis is addressed, there will be no build back better for countries and economies like mine. I would like to believe that the major emitters are not capable of what would in essence be close to climate genocide. I'd like to believe that we are visible and indispensable for them.
However, there were some positive pledges. The European Union increased their 2030 target to 55% and the United Kingdom to 68%. Japan announced it would raise its targets next year, and Canada released modelling showing it would beat its 2030 target. And the world's largest emitter, China, said it would achieve net zero emissions by 2060. President Xi Jinping says wealthy countries need to take greater action.
Faced with the challenge of climate change, mankind shares a common destiny, and unilateralism will lead us nowhere. Only by adhering to multilateralism, emphasising unity and promoting cooperation, can we achieve mutual benefit and win-win results for people of all countries. China urges all countries to support the Paris Agreement and to make greater contributions to combating climate change.
While Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the country is set to surpass the pledges it made at the Paris climate talks 5 years ago.
We have reduced our emission intensity by 21% over 2005 levels. Our solar capacity has grown from 2.63 gigawatts in 2014 to 36 gigawatts in 2020. Our renewable energy capacity is the fourth largest in the world.
The summit comes a year before the United Nations COP26 climate conference to be held in Glasgow. Julia Karkatzel, SBS News.